It's a hot and muggy day in Karukachal, a small town in the southern Indian state of Kerala. Matthew Cherian is dressed in traditional Kerala attire, a shirt and a mundu, a long white cotton cloth wrapped around his waist. At midday, he ventures out to the well outside the house where he's staying to draw his daily supply of water. The water looks muddy, but Matthew doesn't seem to be concerned.
It's slightly sedimented now because it has rained heavily in the last 2 days, but it's still safe to drink, you know, it settles after a while. So I even drink out of it. It's mostly safe. I wouldn't say like you would get sick.
From his attire and the ease with his surroundings, Matthew may seem like he has lived here all his life. But his accent gives him away. At the age of 14, Matthew and his parents left their hometown in Kerala for the United States. Matthew went on to become an engineer and a computer science graduate from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Now 26 years old, Matthew has returned. He's here for a specific reason. He and his friend Tushar Vashisht are experimenting living on a budget of ₹32 a day for a week. That's just 65 cents a day. Recently, the Indian Planning Commission presented a controversial recommendation that anyone earning more than 65 cents a day should be classified above the poverty line and no longer be entitled to public subsidies and benefits. Matthew and Tushar decided to try this out for themselves. But for Matthew, the project has another purpose too.
I hadn't been in India for a long time, so it was a chance to come back and do something, you know, at the local level, at the grassroots level, I suppose.
Earlier this year, Matthew came to India to volunteer for a government-run project which aims to give the poor better access to government subsidies by assigning them biometric identification numbers. After his work there, Matthew decided to start a people-oriented venture of his own, along with his roommate Tushar. Before doing this, though, they both wanted to get a better idea of the people they would target their services at. In Karukachal, both live in a 12 by 12 foot room attached to a common living space shared with an elderly couple. They don't have money for a car, so the two have been travelling everywhere on foot. They wash their own clothes and cook their own food. It's almost lunchtime. Matthew folds his mundu above his knees and gets to work in the kitchen, stirring in the spices for the vegetables and mixing the dough for the rotis or Indian bread. Living on 65 cents has really made them understand the limitations in nutrition that poor people face, says Matthew. They can barely afford cereals and some vegetables. Meat is out of the question.
Since we're walking around a lot and talking to people, and it's, you know, it's really hot here in Kerala at this time, it's best for us to stay full and get enough calories in to sustain ourselves rather than focusing on specific nutrients. Yeah, I mean, we understand protein is a big issue, but given a choice, we would rather stay full or close to full rather than staying hungry.
An important part of the project has been interacting with the locals around Karukachal. The insights that they have gained have been very valuable, says Tushar.
Overall, this experience has been fairly humbling for both of us, right? It has completely broken that glass bubble, made us see the other side of life. But I think over and above all, it's been deeply inspiring. You know, the people in this country don't have a lot, frankly. 40% of the country live on less than 32 rupees a day. That's nothing. Yet, they're full of aspirations. They want to strive. This whole never give up attitude is insanely high, especially at the lower class, you know. They have drunken dads. They have moms who have crippled, yet some of these kids have hopes for the future.
With their experiment now drawing to a close, Matthew and Tushar hope to incorporate these insights into their venture, and the two are looking into ways they could offer affordable education and healthcare services. Most importantly, the goal will be to make them accessible to a larger section of the Indian population, says Matthew.
The multinationals and the big companies have focused on the top part of the economy that has a lot of disposable income. So our hope is that we can sort of extend the choices and the growth and the options available to the average Indian.
Until then, Matthew and Tushar hope to stay grounded and remind themselves of their goal by living on 65 cents at least one day a month. P.R. Chandavarkar, Deutsche Welle, Karukachal, India.